today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, the third canto, 12th chapter, titled The Creation of Kumarasam.
Text number 5. Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Brahma spoke to his sons after generating them. "My dear sons," he said, "now generate progeny. But due to their being attached to Vasudeva, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they aimed at liberation and therefore they expressed their unwillingness." So we read the translation. Brahma spoke to his sons after generating them. "My dear sons," he said, "now generate progeny. But due to their being attached to Vasudeva, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they aimed at liberation and therefore they expressed their unwillingness." So we read the purport by Srila Prabhupada. "The four sons of Brahma, the Kumaras, declined to become family men, even on the request of the great father Brahma. Those who are serious about gaining release from the material bondage should not be entangled in the false relationship of family bondage. People may ask how the Kumaras could refuse the orders of Brahma, who was their father and above all the creator of the universe. The reply is that one who is Vasudeva Parayana, or seriously engaged in the devotional service of the Personality of God at Vasudeva, need not care for any other obligation. It is enjoined in the Bhagavadam. Devarshibhu tapta nirnam pritnam na kinkaro nayam ri cha rajan sarvatmana yat charanam sharanyam gato mukundam parihirta kartam. Anyone who has completely given up all worldly relationships and has taken absolute shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord, who gives us salvation and who alone is fit to be taken shelter of, is no longer a debtor or a servant of anyone, including the demigods, forefathers, sages, other living entities, relatives and members of human society. Thus, there was nothing wrong in the acts of the Kumaras when they refused their great father's request that they become family men." Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshu Unmilitamena Tasmai Shri Gurave Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sakitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Katamahim Tadati Sva Tadati. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Very interesting. A very technical purport too. So what's happening here is, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Brahma is doing the secondary creation, Visarga. Because Lord has already done his primary creation, right? He has created 24 elements. And then Brahma is creating the, doing this, basically the secondary creation, which is Visarga. Now, why Brahma is doing that? At the request of the Lord, he's doing a thankless job for the Lord. Right? Because the living entities, right, they are Satchitananda Vigraha. Right? In their pure form, they have to offer loving devotional service to Krishna. That is the only way. You know, the pure soul has to offer, that's a natural position. Like, the natural position of the water is to flow down, to not go up. So the natural position of a living entity is to offer loving devotional service to the Lord. But because the living entity is part of the Supreme Lord, a minute independence is given. And so the living entity tries to deviate from Krishna. Because of that deviation, or you can say the living entity does not want to act as a servant of Krishna. Because of the devious mentality, the Lord has to house the condition of the living entity in a separate area. The living entity refuse to act as a servant of Lord. So they have to be kept somewhere else. Where can the Lord keep them? So a material world has been created. So Brahma is doing the secondary creation on behalf of Krishna to house this living entity. Now in the earlier verses, it's been said that Brahma does not want to do that because the living entity has to be put into ignorance. This material world is a place of ignorance because the knowledge about Krishna is covered. So how can you put someone, the soul, has to naturally develop attraction for the Lord, but it has to be put into ignorance. So Brahma has to do that to cover the soul. To cover the soul, Brahma has to do this job. So he has to put into ignorance. So in the previous verse, one or two verses before, it was said that Brahma has to create self-deception, death, anger, false ego, to claim that whatever we see, that everything is a property of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but we try to take it for our enjoyment. Right? False ego and illusion, identifying this body as ourselves. Even though Krishna says, no, we are the spirit soul living inside the body, but we don't want to listen to him. So what will the Lord do? What will the Lord do? He has to house the souls, you know, living entity, who are adamant to them in a separate material existence. So that is why Brahma is doing that. Now, the world, you know, population has to be increased. So he has requested his sons, can you please, you know, become a family man and expand? Right? Like all of us. But the sons of Brahma, the four sons of Brahma, refused. They said, no. We are so much attached to Krishna, serving Krishna, Vasudeva, that we have got naturally, we don't have any intention. It's not that we are trying to act. It's a natural thing. How we are attracted to the matter, right? We are all attracted to matter, that's why we are here. But those people are naturally attracted to serving Lord. It's not, they are not acting. So they don't want to take up anything with matter. Because after all, this material world is a world of matter, actually, you know. The world of matter. Because of the presence of the soul, everything is going on. So they don't want to do anything. So that is the part, you know, we are seeing here, where Brahma is requesting. But they said, no, we unwillingness, we cannot do. And Srila Prabhupada, very nicely in the purport, he says that how someone can argue, how the son, Brahma is, you know, very high personality, you know, very powerful personality. How can the sons of Brahma can refuse? Because Srila Prabhupada gives an example that if someone is so much attached, right, to Krishna, then there is no other obligation for him. He need not have to worry about his, you know, family members, if he is so much. But mostly, you know, we are all, you know, not on that level, you know. You know, because they are the sons of Brahma, created by Brahma from the mind. So they are very, very pure. We are all conditioned soul. We have come here to enjoy the matter. So we have to purify ourselves. For us, purification is the only thing. Right? We cannot compare. Because that's our propensity, you know. We may listen and all that, but later on when we go, the natural propensity is there to be attracted to matter. You know. So we can't help it. So the only way is we have to purify our existence. So what I thought is, I thought, you know, I'll give a little bit about the four sampradayas, right? Because we're talking about Brahma and sons. So what's happened is later on, the sons of Brahma did not want to, you know, become a family man. So what they started a sampradaya. You know, that is the plan actually, you know. Because they are very, very, very knowledgeable. So there is a sampradaya named after the son, the four sons of Brahma, that is known as Kumara Sampradaya. So because of that, you know, we'll talk about the Vaishnava Sampradaya in brief, okay, not in detail, in essence or in brief, so that we all of us have some idea. So there are four sampradayas, all of you, I think, you know them, right? The first one is Sri Sampradaya. Ramanujacharya is the Acharya for that, or exponent, you know, one who formed that. Founder Acharya, you can say. Ramanujacharya. The second one is? In order is Madhava, Brahma Sampradaya. Brahma Madhava. So Madhavacharya is the Acharya. Okay, that's the second. Now the third one is Lord Shiva Sampradaya or Rudra Sampradaya. Nimbarkacharya is the exponent of that sampradaya. And the fourth one is? What's the fourth one? Kumara Sampradaya. And for that, the acharya is? Vallabhacharya or Vishnu Swami also we can say. Because Vishnu Swami and then followed by Vallabhacharya. Okay, four sampradaya. So, four sampradaya leading, one from Lakshmi Devi itself, the other one is from Brahma, and the third one from Lord Shiva, and then from the four Kumaras. Okay? Because each of them has got some tattva, you know, philosophy to come forth with. Now, Ramanujacharya is... So, Ramanujacharya's one is Vishishta Advaita, that is specific monism. See, prior to Ramanujacharya, see, each of these acharyas got a mission, okay? We are not saying that they are wrong, but each has got some role to perform, right? For example, when the grade 2 teacher comes, right, they will be teaching only grade 2. You can't expect, even though the teacher has got a lot of idea, okay? The teacher has got a lot of knowledge, but for grade 2, they have to teach only grade 2. But the same teacher may also be teaching grade 5. So according to that, they teach. So there is different, and acharyas are sent by the Lord. Now these acharyas are the incarnation of the plenary portion of different forms of Lord Vishnu. For example, Vishnu Swami, who is heading the Four Kumara Sampradaya, is a partial incarnation of Vamana. Okay? Ramanujacharya, right, who's heading the Sri Sampradaya, is a partial incarnation of Anantashesh. And then, Madhavacharya is a partial incarnation of Brahma. Some people say Hanuman, no, it's Brahma. And then, what's the last one? Four Kumaras and Shiva Sampradaya, Rudra. Nimbarka. Yeah, is a incarnation of Shiva. Shiva, yeah, okay. Now, prior to Ramanujacharya, Shankaracharya was there, right? Now, he established that everything is same because the God, right, Brahman is a true one, okay? Brahman means spiritual nature. That's Brahman is true. Everything coming from Brahman. So, the Lord is also created of Brahman. As a spirit soul, we are also from Brahman. So Brahman is a truth. Everything else is false. And Brahman is light, basically. So God is impersonal. So God does not have a form. So this is what Shankaracharya established. Now to disprove the statement that Krishna is a God and he is a person, he's a supreme person, right? So the purpose of Ramanujacharya coming is to establish that Krishna is a person, right? He's a person. So he came and established the Vishishta Advaitavada, that is specific monism. That means what he established was, yes, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Okay? From him comes Jiva and creation. Right? Because God and its energies. Okay? So Krishna is the Supreme God. From God comes the Jiva. We came from God. And the earth, or sorry, the world, or the creation, also came from God. Okay? He also said that the Jiva exists in two states. Right? The Jiva, the living entity. Either they can be conditioned or they are liberated. Two states. That's correct also. Because people who are conditioned, they are in the metal. Lord has put them in the metal world. People who are liberated, they are serving the Supreme Lord in Goloka, in Vaikuntha. Planets. That's correct. And he said that material world is also real. Okay, he established a fact. That's also correct. But it's inconclusive. Right? Inconclusive. Why it is inconclusive? Because if the world or the creation also come from God, that means God and creation, are they the same? So one can argue that, okay, God and creation are the same. But it's not the truth. Right? God created. So Ramanujacharya had said that God is a reality. That Supreme Lord is a reality. Okay, and everything is coming from Him. That is correct. Krishna Himself agrees in Aham Sarvasya Prabhavo. Right? Everything is emanating from Me. That is correct. But it can be argued that because the universe, the world, the creation is coming from God, that means God and creation both are same. One can come to an argument, right? Which is not correct. Right? So to defeat this argument, because everything is one, because right, Shankaracharya said light. Krishna, Madhavacharya, Ramanujacharya said no. God, everything comes from God. Just to prove the existence of God at that time, in the 12th century. That's also correct. Then to disprove that everything comes from God, but God is, the creation is not God, it's part of God. Right? It's not God. Just to disprove that, Madhavacharya came in the 13th century. What did he establish? What did the Tattva establish? Madhavacharya established Sutta Advaita Dvaita Vada. That is purified dualism. Right? If you see Madhavacharya, any picture, he will have his fingers like this, you know, hands too. Just to show that it's dual. Right? What is he trying to say? He's trying to say there's a supreme law, supreme authority. From him comes the Jiva and the creation. Right? The Jiva and creations are coming from them. They are all distinct. The God is supreme, distinct. Jiva is distinct. Creation is distinct. All are distinct. And the Lord is the only supremely independent. All the other entities, like the Jiva and the creation, they are dependent on the Lord. They cannot survive without Lord. So, Lord is a supreme independent person. Everything is coming from God, but they are dependent on the Lord. Just to prove the statement that God is greater than creation. See, the first logic, right? One can argue that creation and God are same. Argument can be posed. Because at that time, if you understand, not everyone is a computer engineer, not everyone is working in a factory or something. Those days, only debates. If someone can debate, they can succeed me. So it's based on debate, you know. India is such a spiritual place that everything is worked on, you know, debate. Not converting Australian dollars or anything, you know. That wasn't there. Okay. So everything is based on debate. If someone can, you know, defeat me, then they won it, you know, I'm defeated. Then I'll become a disciple of that person. Like that, you know, they debate. So, Madhavacharya proved that, yes, God is greater than creation. Creation is part of God. Right? But, he did not address some of the logics or some of the, you know, facts about the living entity. Right? Do the living entity has got individuality? That's not addressed. Okay? And then, if matter is also part of Krishna, then Krishna could also be matter. It's all coming from Krishna. Jiva is separate, matter is separate, right? If something is coming from the Lord, Supreme Lord, then maybe the God is also a little bit matter, combination of matter, you know, this may give rise to a lot of things. So, next came Kumara Sampradaya. Right? His tattva is Dvaita Advaita Vada, which means same but different. So what did they say? They're saying, yes, the jiva is coming from Lord. Right? See, Madhvacharya already proved that the world creation is inert matter, right? It's temporary in nature. That Madhvacharya proved. Now, this Kumara Sampradaya, right? What it's saying is, yes, the jiva is same, but different. Right? But they did not go about the individual nature of the jiva. For example, they said, yes, sun rays are coming from sun. But sun and sun rays are different. Right? The spider forms or creates a web. Right? But it's coming from the spider. But the spider and the web, both are different. Right? Same but different. But this achintya, inconceivable, that is not known till, that will come later. Right? So it is same but different. Okay? But still there is some confusion. Because the individuality of the soul is not still known. Right? Because what might happen is, say for example, in the Ramanujacharya argument, one can say, yes, Ramanujacharya said, yes, the soul is conditioned or liberated. So in the liberated state, is the soul equal to Krishna? No. A soul is always subservient to the Lord. It can never equal to the Lord. Impossible. Because the soul is very, very, very tiny. The Lord is Vibhu. The soul is Anu. Very tiny. Each of us is very, very tiny fragment of the Lord. So we can only serve Lord. We can be only servants. We cannot be equal to God. Impossible. It's not at all, you know. Can't even imagine that. Ruled out. Okay? So that is there. So here, it says, yes, you are coming from Krishna. You are saying, but different. But what is the difference? Still it's not explained. Because they are all partial incarnation of different representations of the Lord. Right? Only the Lord has to come and give the knowledge. So what happened? Madhvacharya, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has to come and upgrade. So this is where the upgrade comes in. Say computers, you talk about the upgrades, right? It's a Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who invented this upgrade. So what he came, he upgraded the Madhvacharya's principle. Of course, basically he combined everything. He said, yes, our tattva is achintya beda abeda tattva, which means we are same but different in an inconceivable manner, in a manner which cannot be understood. So that explains that, yes, we are spirit soul, we are tiny, we are equal in quality but not in quantity. Yes, we are spiritual in nature, we are tiny fragmental part of the Lord. Like Srila Prabhupada and Acharya has given example how a drop of water, a drop of, you know, salt water has got the same quality like the water, but the quantity is different. A gold particle in a gold mine has got the same quality like the gold, but it's not gold mine. We are also spiritual entities, but tiny. The false ego is a problem which makes us, you know, big, right? If you cut off the false ego, then we are tiny. The false ego has to go. Right? That's the biggest problem. That is why Brahma is created. He says in the couple of verses back, false ego I have to create, because the living entity is adamant. They don't want to serve the Lord. Because of the adamant nature, they don't want to become Krishna's servant. So what? It has to be done. So a prison has to be created. Where you enjoy, you suffer. So, in the again, Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains that the living entity thus enjoys his way of life, associating with the three modes, and thus he meets with the good and the evil. So, because we have turned our back towards Krishna, whatever good and bad comes, we have to face it. The Lord will not. Because we have turned our back towards Krishna. But, if someone connects himself to Krishna, yes, Krishna is a supreme person, he will come and help. So you see all the living entities there, they're turning their back towards Krishna. So they have to meet with the good and evil. And this material world is padam padam tat vipadam. Every step there is a danger. So what to speak of it? So that's the plan, you know, for creation. So the Supreme Lord wants the creation for the living entity because of the nature, but the suffering of the living entity is due to the body. The body is a root cause of suffering. The living entity has got a body. So the main cause of suffering of the living entity is his body itself. The body consists of two bodies, gross body and subtle body. So because the living entity is Satchitananda Vigraha, it has to offer loving devotion service. But because it's covered by matter, right, it is suffering. The body is a root cause of all sufferings. So the living entity suffering is his body. And the creation is the desire of the Lord because he wants to house the living entities who are inimical to him. Say for example, if someone is coming to hit me, what will I do? Someone is inimical towards me. Either I have to, you know, tell the police or take them away from me. So we are inimical to Krishna. Even though Krishna has created us as a spirit soul, given all the facilities to come back to him, but we don't want. We are very inimical to him, envious. So what the Lord has to do? Okay, Brahma, give them ignorance. Let them go away. If someone wants me, I will take them off. Take them away. Right? I'll bring them back. If someone doesn't want, fine, you can be an illusion, life after life, thinking you are the body. One lifetime you can be like a demigod. Another lifetime you can be like a king. Another lifetime like a dog. Because the material energy is giving all the bodies, right? Fine. If we accept it, fine. It's fine with Krishna. Okay. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come and completely, you know, cleared all our doubts. Because the Lord is nothing but Krishna himself, the combined form of Radha and Krishna. Who can be more merciful than Radharani? Yeah? So the Lord has come as a combined form, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and given us the essence and given us an easy process also. Right? He has completely cleared the doubt. Because he said, yes, the Lord is not transforming material energy. It is the Lord's energy. So Lord has got many energies. Right? He's got spiritual energy, he's got material energy, and he's got a marginal energy. So we living entities are marginal energy of the Lord. We have a tendency, we have a freedom to go and serve the matter or to serve the Supreme Lord. The independence is given. Okay? So, the creation, everything is happening through the Lord's energy. So scientific it is. Huh? And then, we are part of Krishna. Spiritually. But we are covered by matter, Lord's energy. And one who performs devotion service can go back to Krishna. The ignorance will go away. Now, we are not able to perform devotion service because of ignorance. Maya means ignorance. Right? See, if this room is dark, okay, there's no light. I don't know who is sitting here. I will not know where my specs is. I don't know where the tape recorder is. I don't know where the mic is. I don't know where the cup of water is, right? Because it's everything dark. Maya gives you that ignorance. It will not, you don't know that you are the soul. You don't know you are suffering because of the ignorance, body. Maya will not tell you. Because the ignorance, because the knowledge is covered. The moment when you turn on the light, I'm able to see all of you very clearly and everything clearly. That is Krishna. The moment you come to Krishna, Krishna gives you light. Krishna, Surya, Saman, Maya, Andhakara. So where there is Krishna, there is light. Maya will not be there. Because after all, Maya is an energy of the Lord. If you serve Krishna, Maya will not do anything to you. Impossible. When, see, the moment when the sun comes, darkness go away. How is that? That is how it is there. That is the science. Right? So the moment Krishna is there, Maya will not be there. Impossible. But if we stick on to Maya, then Krishna won't be there. That's a philosophy, right? Because it is a, Maya is nothing but subservient to a shadow energy of the Lord. How can the shadow exist when there is no reality? So, it's a shadow energy of the Lord. Darkness. Everything is mental concoction. So, when light comes, all ignorance will go away. When Krishna comes, he gives knowledge, all ignorance goes away. So, a living entity knows, yes, I am not matter. Because the matter is constantly growing. I came to this room at 7, almost 7-ish, you know. And now it's 8:30. Right? My body has already changed. My body has changed. When I go home, I go with a different body. But how many of you know that? Some may wonder, what is that to do about? Right? That's not true. Because at a macro level, nothing is changing. You know, my nose is not changing, my eyes are not changing. But at a micro level, every cells are changing. Every cell, every minute. So the body is changing. That's the nature of the material world. It has to change you. It will change you, basically because of the contamination of the three modes. So if you establish yourself in the spiritual identity, then you will be always serving Krishna. Why will someone does not want to serve Krishna? Because they think they are matter, so they want to enjoy matter. But if you think that you are a spirit soul, you always want company of Krishna, spiritual energy. That's how it works. Alright. So to wind that, I just tell you one small story, probably not a story, dealing with the four Kumaras. So what happened? Later on, Kumara was created. Right? They did not want to take up the family, you know, bondage. So they were preaching. You know, their mood is to keep on going and preach. So Brahma started this work of Visarga, secondary creation, right? And because this material world comprises of the three modes of nature, Brahma's job is in the mode of passion, like how we work in the factories and, you know, at work, you know. One has to be in the mode of passion to get work done. Because mode of goodness means, you know, always thinking and, you know, austerity, penance and, you know, the action is there to devotion service. So, the action with pertaining to the material world is very less. You know what I mean? So, one has to be passionate to be in the material world. Otherwise, you cannot perform your job. So, Brahma, because he is constantly creating bodies, you know, Brahma's office is like assembly line. Right? All of us have got an office, right? Brahma's also got an office. His office consists of air, water, fire, air, ether. He has to mix everything, make a body and put it into the material world based on your karma. Right? You are born in South India. You are born in North India. You are born in USA. You are born in something else. Right? Just an assembly line. Because everything, you know, material components already created by Krishna. So Brahma has to assemble, you know. Just like assembly plant, you know. How you assemble the computers or a car. Like that. Assemble everything. And dump it into the world. Because soul, you are the soul, you are not the body. So each one will get, at the end of the lifetime, your body goes. So because Brahma mixes all this component, earth, water, fire, you get a nice beautiful body. When you die, all this body go to the respective components. The earth will, because the body is a manifestation of different components. So when you die, the body will burn, and the earth, the ash will go into the earth, the water will go to the water, fire will go to the fire, and air will go to the air. That's it. Only for the time being you have got this body. The body is not in the past. It will not be in the future. Only for the time being. And we are making a big deal about it. Rather than surrendering to Krishna. Only a very short span. And Kali Yuga span is not even, you know, 30, 40, 50 years. You know, 50 years only they get all kinds of problems. It's not worth actually. It's just better to surrender to Krishna. And finish off this lifetime. Right? So Brahma is in the continuous work of making bodies. Okay, imagine, would you like that? Constantly making bodies and dumping, you know, into the material world, different areas. Okay? That's what Brahma, thankless job is doing. Now, because of the association of his work, he was completely immersed in the mode of passion. Not completely. Right? He was associating the mode of passion. See, the material world, that's why the problem is. Because you've got a three modes, you know, if you associate with whatever the modes, you get used to the modes. If you are in the mode of goodness, it's very easy for devotion service. If you are in the mode of passion, then you want to make money and houses, whatever it may be. If you are in the mode of ignorance, then you become animal, you know. There's no knowledge. Okay? Now what has happened? Because of that, Brahma was almost, you know, carried away with his job. Like all of us. Okay? Now, the four Kumaras once, they came up to Brahma. The four Kumaras, mind you, they're very, very knowledgeable and they've started a mission. So they always want to tell or talk about the glories of Krishna so that everyone is liberated. They don't want to see people suffering in this middle world. So they came and asked their father, "Dear father, we have got a question. Can we ask you?" Brahma said, "Okay, go on. I'm the creator." Okay. They say, "The living entity has got a body. The body has got senses, 10 senses. Okay? The senses are attracted to the sense object. For example, eyes like to see the form. Ear like to hear the music, sound, noise, whatever may be. Tongue wants to vibrate and want to taste. The sense of touch wants to touch others." Okay? So this is all the senses, right? It's described in Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. There are 10 senses in the body. So the body is nothing but a bag of senses. Okay? The bag is there, full of senses. That's what the body. Inside there's a soul. This is how it is. So because it's got senses, 10 senses, the senses are attracted to the sense object. Okay? Say for example, I see a phone. I'm seeing a sense object. That sense object is lodged in my mind. Next time when I see, I want a phone. See? It's lodged in my mind. So the four Kumaras are asking Brahma, because you are creating that, what are you doing? You know, they are saying, the senses are attracted to the sense object. The sense object is lodged in the mind. In that way, the mind and the sense object, there is a mutual relationship. The mind is constantly thinking of that. Right? Understood? I saw a mobile phone. The eyes saw that. And it is lodged in my mind. So the mind is constantly thinking of the mobile phone. Wherever I go, mobile phone. That's the nature of the mind. Right? Now you are creating bodies and senses. And the senses are naturally attracted to the sense object. It is a natural way. The senses has to be attracted. The eyes have to see. That's the purpose of the eye. The tongue has to talk. So when they do all that in the material world, they get attracted. And they'll be carried away in the material world. How can a person get liberation? What are you doing? You're taking people away from Krishna. Are you not doing a very faulty job? Did you think about it? So how will people get liberation? If people are enjoying the matter through the senses, right? They keep enjoying, I like computer, I like computer games, I like this one, I like this one. Right? How do you, they get liberation? Then Brahma was thinking, because he was in the mode of passion, he was not in the transcendental mode, he could not give an answer. See, normally what happens, when we are in the mode of passion, we cannot give an answer immediately. Right? When we are angry, you know, sometimes in the family, right? When we are angry, we cannot give an answer. All we can do is anger. Go, 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 away, go, away, go. We cannot give an answer. Mode of passion. So Brahma was thinking, you know. What will Brahma do? What will a devotee do when they have problems? What will they do? Sorry?
Chant.
Chanting is one way. Yeah, for other way, that is right. For Brahma, I'm talking. Correct. They approach the Lord. This is a typical mentality of a devotee. They're materialistic. What they will do, when there is a problem, they will try to work out their own means. Maybe I'll buy a new credit card. Maybe I will go for a new insurance. This insurance is better than that. Or maybe there is a lot of accidents happening in the flight. Next time I'll use only Singapore Airlines. Malaysian is a problem. I know that. Next time. Or I'll choose Qantas. That's better. Right? A devotee will say, Lord, doesn't matter. Whether it is Qantas or Singapore Airlines, it's all flying. Anytime death is certain. So better, you know, I want Garuda. Devotee thinks that. Garuda is safe. There's no mechanical engine failure. Okay? That's the Lord helps. Lord helps. That's how the devotee thinks. So Brahma, naturally being a devotee of the Lord, he was thinking, oh Lord, my sons, they're small. They look like only 5 years. What is your age? 13. Oh. They look like 5 years only, but very, very old. Right? They're very, 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 you know, intelligent persons. Like Brahma's four sons. So Brahma was thinking, I created the own sons, but I cannot answer the question. What should I do? So he meditated on the Supreme Personality of God, Sri Krishna. Then Krishna, what did he do? Because at that time, the Brahma's sons were impersonalists. See, Lord says, as you surrender, so I shall reciprocate. If you want Krishna, Hiranyakasipu meditated Krishna as an enemy. So the Lord came as a lion. So the Lord has got this bhava. If you meditate on the Lord on something, the Lord will come like that. Okay? The Lord will not show his Shama Sundara form, right, to other non-devotees. Only to devotees he will show. But other devotees accordingly. So, Brahma's sons were impersonalists. You know, they thought that God is not a person. God is some light or some power. Because, you know, they're spiritual. But, you know, their thinking is there. Later on they change. This is before they become a devotee of Krishna. Later on what happened, the same sons, they smelt the tulsi coming from the Krishna's lotus feet. They smelt tulsi. Then they said, oh, this is beautiful smell. I want to see where it's coming from. Then they looked at the Lord's lotus feet. Then they became devotees. You can't help it. Once you see Krishna, you have to become a devotee. So we can also look at Lord's lotus feet and become devotees. Brahma can do that, why not we? Okay? So coming back to this thing, where did I stop? Sorry, I was deviating. Brahma meditating on Krishna. Because they're impersonalist, Krishna came as swan avatar to them. He did not expose his. He did not tell his original form. He did not come as Krishna, Shama Sundar form. He came as a swan. And then he asked them. You know, they understood that it's Lord himself. Then then they asked the same question to Krishna, basically. Then Krishna said, yes, that is how I've created. Because the conditioned soul, the living entity, wanted to forget me. So I gave them the senses and sense object. And the senses will be attracted to the sense object, and the sense object will be launched. This is how I created. Krishna said, I created like that. Right? So, if someone wants liberation, answering a question, Krishna said, there is only one way out. You can't have dual way. You can't have your system. You can have only my system. What is the system? You have to bring me, Krishna, between sense and the sense object. That's the only way. For example, I'm attracted to this matter, this phone. And the phone is lodged in my mind. How do I take it from my mind? You have to bring Krishna in between. So that object will go away. Because it's matter. Krishna is spiritual. So that will go away. You are listening to Bollywood's songs or something. You hear Hare Krishna mantra, that will go away. You're eating some rubbish. Whatever may be. Meat or something. Some rubbish, who knows. Anything other than prasadam is rubbish. If you eat that you will still carry on only. Like that. But if you eat Krishna prasadam, that rubbish will go away. That is how it works. So bring Krishna in between. That is the way. Only way. Why are we hesitating that? That's the way. Then the sense object will be going away. Then the mind becomes crystal clear. Why? The mind will become crystal clear free because soul is there inside the body. All we are seeing in this world is through the mind. The only way for the mind, soul is to come through the mind. That's the only way. The soul is there, Sachidana Vigraha. It is light, full of energy and all that. The only way the soul has to come is through the mind. So if your mind is rubbish, then the soul will also become rubbish, even though it's Achyutananda Vigraha. Because it's something like, there is a light, there is a wall, there is a hole in the wall. Right? The soul is the light, the hole is the mind. So the light has to come through the hole. If your hole is blue color, the light will be blue color. Right? If the light coming from the hole is brown, then it will become brown color. So if the mind is in the mode of passion, whatever you think is mode of passion. If the mind is in ignorance, ignorance. If the mind is in goodness, then goodness. And only in the mode of goodness, the mind and the soul is matching the frequency. The soul is here, mind is there. Right? Only in the mode of goodness, the mind and the soul frequent. Their frequency is matching. Hence, a person can realize that it's a spirit soul. Only in the mode of goodness. Not in the mode of passion and ignorance. Because ignorance and passion, they are two lower modes. Krishna himself is saying that in 11th canto to Uddhava. He's saying, Now Uddhava, because Krishna is giving a lot of instruction, not to Uddhava, to Uddhava, not to him, but on our behalf he's giving. Right? He's saying, one should be in the mode of goodness, transcend the lower modes, mode of passion and ignorance you transcend, come to the mode of goodness, and from goodness you perform devotion service, then you can progress slowly. That is how it is. So, it is the mind that is causing all the turbulations in this material world. And we are not the mind. We are not the mind. Because mind is matter. It's the mind that's causing all creations. Because at this stage, right, we cannot realize the spirit soul because it's covered. The mind takes over. Okay? The soul is there, like a light inside. It is coming through the hole. It is through the hole only you see the light. So how much the intensity you see depends on that hole. So the mind is like the hole. Whatever you think only, you know, you have to, it will come out. So the mind has to be clean. That's the only way. And mind is anyway, you know, it is a matter. So the only solution for that is, as long as you don't think that you are separate from your mind, there is no solution for this problem. Impossible. Right now we are identifying with the mind, okay? The mind will say, go to this movie, go and drive here, go and see your boyfriend, whatever it may be, X, Y, Z. You are doing that. Because the mind is telling, you are not the mind. You are the soul. The soul is separate from the mind. So if you have an individuality which is separate from the mind, then devotion service is very easy. If your individuality and your mind is same, devotion service is very, very difficult. You cannot perform. So you have to withdraw from the mind and think that you are the soul. So that mind is separate, soul is separate. I am the soul. You have to observe your mind and reject whatever the mind wants you to do, which is unfavorable to devotion service. Then Krishna consciousness is very easy. But if you go with the flow of the mind, very, very difficult Krishna consciousness. Okay, I'll stop here. Hare Krishna, thank you very much. We don't have much time. Any quick questions, comments? Yes, sir.
Can you
explain
the
What happens is we have to understand first of all that Brahma is on a very elevated platform. We are conditioned. Brahma is not conditioned. He's doing a job for Krishna. Right? Someone doing a job for Krishna is different to someone who wants to enjoy the property of Krishna or the energy of Krishna. Right? Now Brahma in the mode of passion is only for a fraction of a second. Our life only is passion. You understand? We are in the mode of passion. Brahma, 1 second only, and then immediately he thought about the Lord. Passion is gone. Krishna came. Okay, that's the difference. We try to identify with the greatest. For us, right, karma yoga. That's the process. Krishna conscious. Acts mean Krishna conscious. You do your job, that is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted. Right? What Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted? He did not want you to go to the forest and live. No. Continue with your job. Krishna conscious is a positive activity. What are you? Are you a family member? Continue that. Don't take a sannyasi. Not needed. What do you want to do? You are working? Continue your work. Add Krishna to your life. Right? I'm not giving up my job. I did not give up my family. Do your duty. But add Krishna. Make everyone Krishna conscious. My wife should be Krishna conscious. My son should be Krishna conscious. I should be Krishna conscious. First I change and I change others. This is the philosophy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Positive engagement. No negativism. Take prasadam. Positive. Eat as much as you can. Chant as much as you can. Do as many devotion service as you can. Read as many books as you can. What is there? What's the difficulty there? Anything negative there? You have a tendency to eat. Take Krishna prasadam. You have a tendency to watch movies. See Krishna's movie. What is wrong? Anything wrong there? Did we say that you close your eyes and walk? Did anyone say that? Did they say, put your nose like a Jain, put a seal on your mouth and don't, or put a seal on your nose, don't breathe? Did Krishna say that anywhere in Bhagavad Gita? No. What did Krishna say? Do devotional service, because Krishna and devotional service, both are same, no difference. Transcendental, absolute platform. Krishna and Krishna's devotional service are the same. You chant Krishna's name, devotion service. You eat Krishna prasadam, devotion service. You think about Krishna, devotion service. You talk about Krishna, devotion service. That is the way for us. And at the end of the lifetime, Brahma goes back to Krishna. Are we going back to Krishna? Is a guarantee there for you? No. Right? We are conditioned. We cannot compare. We cannot even compare between two devotees. Because every individual soul is unique in nature. And Krishna enjoys the relationship with each of the souls. You cannot compare. Every individual soul is unique. And that is why Krishna created you. He finds great happiness and pleasure in each of the living entities serving. If your way of serving is through mobile phone, he enjoys that. It is not wrong. Understand? But is it devotion service? Are you using the technology for Krishna's purpose? Or are you using the technology for your enjoyment? That is the difference. Atmendriya Preeti is Kama. Krishnendriya Preeti is Prema. Anything you do for the pleasure of the Lord is Prema. But for your pleasure, if you do, is Kama. Lust. You get sin for that. Is it clear? They just come to the mode of passion only for a fraction of a second. Immediately the devotees, they realize they are not dwelling on the mode of passion. They don't dwell. We are dwelling in the mode of passion. That's the difference. Okay. Hare Krishna. Stop. Gantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Question is a bit technical to ask in the class.
Okay.
We talked about the four sampradayas. So,
very, very technical. Yeah. You don't want to go in detail because.
So, that's the kind of question.
No. I'll try to explain because this is constant. You have to read and read. Yes. Because Ramanujacharya, what can I know about? I know only some essence like that. Yeah. I'm trying to understand. Yeah. Because they're all acharya.
I read a bit on sampradayas. I was trying to understand the distinction between the Shuddha Advaita and.